This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. The church, synagogue, temple, mosque, spaces where people go to pray and find peace. But as we've seen in places like Charleston and Pittsburgh, even those holy spaces can be interrupted by rapid gunfire. Green Forest Community Baptist Church in East Atlanta is preparing for a potential mass shooting. There's no threat, and they pray it will never happen, but they say they need to be trained and aware. In the midst of mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, the church has partnered with DeKalb County Police to hold a series of active shooter trainings for parishioners and even other religious houses of faiths.
Oh, the sanctuary. Right. That'd be great. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Just have a seat.
The sanctuary of Green Forest is peaceful on this weekday. Sitting on a front row pew, surrounded by stained glass and a lit cross above the pulpit, the Reverend Emery Berry Jr. and I talk about some of his favorite memories in this sanctuary.
There's a little girl, and her name was Emery as well. Her name was spelled with an I, E-M-O-R-I. But what was fascinating is to see the innocence and the trust that she had as she came forward to make a commitment in terms of her walk with God. And it just reminded me that that's what this is all about, making a difference. And so we've taken that very seriously to try to provide a very fun, empowering environment, but always remembering our present and past generations, but also the generations to come.
We also talk about Mother Emmanuel in Charleston, South Carolina, where in 2015, a 21-year-old self-proclaimed white supremacist killed 9 people who were in Bible study.
Whenever I replay just the events that took place in Charleston, it still breaks my heart to this day. And unfortunately, we have seen multiple mass shootings. And it's sad that we live in a day and time where you walk into spaces, public spaces, and you're extremely vulnerable. There's conversations that we're having now in this day and age that we didn't have to have 10, 20, even 30 years ago. And so absolutely, if I'm honest, Leah, when I come to church, I have my head on a swivel. I'm very conscious of our environment, particularly being a pastor. The person who's out front, you're typically the target. But absolutely, Leah, I would be not telling you the truth if I don't think about those type of things.
Yeah. You decided recently to host an active shooter training.
Yes.
What made you do that, and talk a little bit about what the training was?
Great. So, Leah, one of the things that's very important for us, as I mentioned earlier, is that we really want to have a strong footprint outside the church. And we did not want to be very insulated in our approach. And so we extended, if you will, a cattle call to various houses of worship and actually interfaith. And so we were blessed to have a great cross-section of people to talk about, you know, if you see something, say something. Some of the lessons that were learned were evacuation plans, the importance of evacuation plans. One of the things that we are fortunate to do, but this is not the reality for all churches, we are fortunate to have paid armed and unarmed security. In addition to that, we have uniformed and ununiformed security. So we've helped our congregation to come to worship, and your job is not to scope everyone out, if you will. But if something looks peculiar, unusual, we've directed them to go talk to the ushers. They have been trained, and they continue to go through training of how to notify those persons who are part of our security to help de-escalate our problems. And in the unfortunate case of something does happen, they are trained with how to respond.
So we've seen what happened in El Paso.
Yes.
And we've seen what has happened in Ohio. And
yes,
we've seen, of course, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. That's still on our minds. School has just started.
Yes.
And we've seen kindergartners needing to go through active shooter training.
Right.
That's a lot to process for anyone.
Right.
What do you say to parishioners who come in here who are just weary and tired of it?
Sure. Well, that's great observations, Leah. I have young children. I have a son who's in the 8th grade, a daughter who's in the 2nd grade. Mm-hmm. And just to hear the questions that they have, you know, whether it be in the grocery store, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. school, or just houses of worship. And there's a lot of fear, you know, that they ask mm-hmm. questions. Daddy, was it like this for you when you were growing up? Mm-hmm. And I have to tell them, no, we didn't have those same worries or concerns. We are seeing in political realms, whether it be from the White House, insecurity about other nationalities, cultures, things of that sort. It's very disheartening. I do believe that it has caused a emboldenedness and brazenness in others.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you're on the cutting edge as it relates to having this conversation, because I do believe that this dialogue does need to transcend outside of just our silos, so that we can empower people, in this day and time.
What gives you hope about America? We
sure.
hear so much hate and divisiveness.
Right.
Many people believe that's coming directly from the White House.
Right.
What gives you hope?
I put my hope in that there's some good people who do want to do the right thing. There's a term or phrase that we hear, the silent majority. I think that needs to die. We need people to not be in the majority but silent. We need to speak up, we need to step up, we need to become proactive. So I want to challenge every listener to be actively engaged, to positively impact your community and the spaces that you occupy. And so I pray that this convicts the heart of someone and says, you know what, Pastor is right. I've been quiet, kind of just making sure that me and mine are okay. No, we no longer need a silent majority. We need people stepping up and being proactive. To positively bring about change.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Reverend Dr. Emery Berry Jr. is a senior pastor at Green Forest Baptist Church in Decatur, Georgia.
I got a feeling everything will be all right.
This is GPB.